Civilization, where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.
So I've been doing some sorting out recently of old equipment and stuff I've got at home, and I recently stumbled across some old tapes, some old not VHS tapes, but audio cassette tapes, the old ones where you had 45 minutes on side A and 45 on side B, just for audio. And I've got loads of these tapes. I've amalgamated probably around 30 or 40, which I'm sorting through and digitizing. And I came across some audio I recorded of radio from, I guess, 1997/1998, perhaps 99 as well, that kind of period, sort of late 90s. And this was audio I got via the use of a piece of equipment called a scanning radio, which I still own. And as part of my sort of sorting out, I dug up the old scanning radio, which still works great. And what a scanning radio basically allows you to do is tune in to frequencies, radio frequencies that a conventional radio won't pick up. So we're not talking about the standard frequency range here. We're talking about from around, say, 0 to 1,000 megahertz on the FM scale with AM. It kind of alternates between FM and AM depending on the range. And in the late 90s, this was an absolutely fascinating thing to be doing. It was incredible. It was seriously cool. And not many people really knew about it. This was not pre-internet. I mean, several people kind of used the internet in the late 90s. But really, most people didn't use the internet. So this was something that you really had to be aware of. It was something you stumbled across if you were a sort of radio enthusiast, which I kind of was at the time as a sort of teenager. And it's incredible listening back to this audio. There's something really, really kind of almost historically relevant or historically notable listening back to it, because it's almost like a time capsule, I found, listening back to it, because this is audio from the late 90s, which is like 20 years ago now, just about 20 years ago. And it's audio of people that didn't know they were being recorded, so it's not like you're listening to media as such. You're not listening to a radio station or television program. You're listening to real life stuff happening at that time, and it's just strange listening to it. It just feels really eerily like you're actually going back in time, almost like time traveling. And it's just been amazing listening back. I mean, I've got around an hour, maybe 2 hours worth of audio. Some of it's interesting, like I say, and then some of it's not quite as interesting. It kind of, you know, some of it's a bit weird. But one of the things scanning radios let you do, and sounds a bit cheeky, and it wasn't necessarily legal at the time, well, it certainly wasn't legal, but it was really a grey area, was it allowed you to tune into police radio. So, and in America, that's common, and it's legal for citizens to tune into police radio. I think it's kind of a constitutional thing, really. In the UK, there's very different laws about that. And it's really not accepted. It's not something that's perceived as part of any right we have as citizens of the realm, or civilians, whatever you want to call us. Which is strange, and in a way I feel like it should actually be our right to listen to the police radio. But then again, it allows criminals to act on knowledge, etc. But also the scanning radio at the time, it allowed you to tune into primitive kind of early mobile phones. So that we're talking here like the Nokia 3210s, that kind of era of mobile phone. In the late 90s, mobile phones were becoming really popular, yeah, and really common to be used. Everyone was kind of using them. I remember when I was at school and I was in my teens, as I say, at that time, everyone had a mobile phone. Everyone was texting and playing Snake and things. So it's not obviously as central to society as it is now, because smartphones didn't exist. But mobile phones were a big deal then. I mean, everyone was making calls on them and people were texting. And no one at the time thought that you could tune into mobile phone conversations via a radio that you could buy in a shop. Because these scanning radios, you could buy them in high street electrical stores like Maplin's in the UK. And there was a place called Tandy as well, which I think is since long gone, sadly. It was a really cool shop, a bit like Radio Shack or something. And it was, and so this tape I've got, I've just got snippets of audio from the period, and some of it's mobile phone conversations, and obviously some of it, there's nothing kind of overly private or or sensitive about any of the stuff I recorded. Certainly not the stuff I'm going to play as part of this podcast episode. I mean, I did actually encounter some tapes I found of quite honestly pretty nasty phone calls. And at the time, I actually did consider going to police with them. But then I thought, hold on, I can't do that because what I'm doing is probably not legal. And it wasn't anything really, really bad. It was just some very strange character that kept calling somebody I think he knew and, you know, potentially was harassing her over the phone. Went on for quite a while. But anyway, the whole thing was fascinating at the time, and I was absolutely captivated as a teenager listening in, like I say. And I fired up the scanning radio again recently, this past week, just to see if I could still listen to things with it. And sadly, this is a bygone era piece of equipment really now, because everything's digital now. You can no longer listen to mobile phones. It's all digital, and you can't listen to police. Really, the only thing you can listen to now using an analog radio is standard radio broadcasts, which obviously you don't need a specialist bit of equipment to do, and ATC, air traffic control, which is still analog, I think, because it's still probably the most reliable, most bit of straightforward kit out there, a good old analog radio and receiver and transmitter. But ATC is pretty dull, really, unless you're a kind of enthusiast, airline enthusiast, plane enthusiast. So really, scanning radios have had their day. I certainly will never get rid of it, but it's not really, all you really hear is dead air now. But this tape is pretty awesome, so I'm going to play some snippets of it. So bear in mind, this is just raw audio from the late 90s. A little snippet of history for you, kind of captivating little piece of time capsule stuff going back in time to the airwaves of the late 90s. I think probably around 1998, I think, was when I recorded most of this stuff. There's little references to things. I think I picked up TV shows and stuff. Difficult to put a date on it exactly, but pretty cool stuff. And yeah, pretty fascinating period. I'm glad I captured it. So hope you enjoy giving it a listen.
Thank you. Fascinating to know what station it was.
JS Club.
I
stopped!
Hush, fine.
What the hell is it?
It's a Chaser Records. It could just be to keep the channel open. Maybe it's not running. And it's just maybe. Like little test cards, you know.
Maybe.
If I can't beat you, I'll have something in my pocket. I'll belt you right over the head with it.
So now we know where we stand out there, girl, don't we? Come on. You fat, ugly dog. Stop messing around with young children. Go and find some of your own age to play with, not 16-year-old kids saying, can I stop over with you? Sleep in your bedroom, you nonsense. Got that, big girl? Or are you going to park up the road and ring me up from the phone box across the... You ring me up again, I'll tell you what I do, I'll destroy you. And also, yeah, nice, Nubby, what's your name, the other one, the young kid. Nice, pick your friends, mate. You pick your friends, so you ain't going to have not messing around with him. You still there, Tom?
Get back on CB. We're trying to get you up and do
your HMV HMVR, you're doing your monster, he's taking your papers, getting on TV. Talk to him. Where he really belongs is CB, really. I'll leave you with him anyway.
Yeah.
Don't call me. Please, don't call me. Anymore. If I'm talking, don't talk to me. I've got the help of you. You have a your friend, which is called PKS. And the 3-4 phone calls tonight, you're better off with them, from what I've been told. Pick your friends. What's he got? Have you, what's he, Smuggler's Cottage or something like that? Is it? I went past it, I saw his car, Smuggler's Cottage, is that where he lives? He's called him, been using that C word at me and an F word at me. Well, I said he's, what's he, 30? Twice the size of me, is Al. Paul. The guy is twice the size of me. You've met me, he's twice the size of me, Paul. I'm not joking. 20 years younger than me. And he's called the C word and the F word. But I wonder if he sorted out.
I don't think I want you to be my supervisor, son, or manager.
Oh,
right?
there's been a few that have known you that have like said that you are really strict, you know, and well, all the people that I know that have worked with you, you know, that have said to Dan, girl, you know, oh, Diane, oh, yes, we know Diane Silver.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, yeah, it's Ian.
No. It's just about turned out, I think. Hold on.
Oh.
I'll open the door.
Yes.
Is that him? Yeah, he's just turning in.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, hang on. I'll just go upstairs a minute. Hang on.
Hello.
Hey, darling. All right?
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm okay. He's just coming.
You what?
He's just coming.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I just went to jumpstart Ferret's car.
Pardon?
I've just...
The information where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.